Stranger, Enemy. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Captain Zhao, the stunningly beautiful alien asks politely. Zhao Yunlan had never expected that their ship would encounter actual aliens. So far, there hasn't been any indication of other life anywhere close by. It's not that he's surprised that there are aliens out here. It's just that he really thought they'd have to get a lot further away before finding any. Zhao Yunlan's little ship might have been poking at the edges of their solar system, but that really shouldn't have been far enough away according to everything they currently know. He also didn't expect that aliens would look so normal. Well, apparently some of them are breathtakingly gorgeous, but everyone else so far has looked pretty much like anyone Zhao Yunlan might have passed on the street back home. This alien is also the first one that's actually spoken to them. It's not like the aliens have any reason to know their language. Zhao Yunlan gets up from his perch on one of the beds in the room they'd stuck him and his crew in. Daqing glares at him, like he'd wanted Zhao Yunlan to somehow stay hidden. He's pretty sure the aliens must have been both watching and listening to them, and if this one knows enough to ask for him by name, there's very little chance of Zhao Yunlan hiding who he is. Besides, he is the captain. Whatever this is about, it's his responsibility. "That's me," he says, giving the alien as carefree a grin as he can manage. For a moment, Zhao Yunlan had thought about making it more flirty, but these are aliens. He's not sure how they'll interpret anything. It might be better not to chance it. The unfairly pretty alien looks at Zhao Yunlan with wide eyes for a moment, looking faintly stunned. Then he blinks, his lips flattening slightly and a hint of a grimace making its way onto his face. "Would you come with me, please?" He sounds perfectly polite still. The words formed almost perfectly, but carefully, like they might be unfamiliar to him. Zhao Yunlan realizes he's making assumptions about things, the alien's gender among them, that he has no reason whatsoever to make. He reminds himself again that he really should try not to assume anything. They are aliens. Zhao Yunlan hesitates for the barest second, looking back at his crew, but really, there's not much any of them can do. There are still guards with weapons at the door. Even with their ship forcefully stopped and boarded, there haven't been any casualties so far, and Zhao Yunlan would really like for that not to change. He grins at everyone and shrugs and doesn't pay attention to any protests that might be thrown his way. He follows the alien out of the room. He notices that the guards stay behind, at the now closed door. He wonders if that means that this alien assumes that he can handle anything Zhao Yunlan might throw his way, or that they just assume that there really isn't anything Zhao Yunlan could do, even if he did manage to take down this one. It might be both. There probably isn't much Zhao Yunlan could do alone on an alien ship. With unfamiliar technology and filled with at least somewhat hostile aliens, he'll need a bit more information to work with before actually trying anything. He's led into something that looks like a kitchen of some sort. That was not what he'd been expecting. He looks around himself curiously. "Please, sit," the alien tells him, gesturing at the table and chairs. They look kind of like they're part of the floor. Of course, it makes sense not to have loose furniture flying around. It is still a spaceship, even if it's clearly more advanced than anything Zhao Yunlan is used to. "I'll make us tea." "Okay, that's..." His ship has been boarded. They've been taken here at gunpoint, locked up for days, just so this pretty alien can take him out for tea? "If you wanted to take me out on a date, I'm sure you could have thought of something easier." The words are out before Zhao Yunlan can quite stop himself. He's feeling a bit edgy. The alien looks startled, and then ducks his head and blushes. It's adorable. Well, some things carry over just fine, he supposes, despite this being an alien. "So, do you have a name? Since you already know mine." Zhao Yunlan smiles at him. Hopefully, flirting with the alien won't get them killed. The pretty alien hesitates for a moment, and then a very small smile curves his lips. And damn if that doesn't make Zhao Yunlan's heart flutter just a bit. It really is unfair how good-looking he is. I'm Shen Wei, the alien tells him, and then abruptly turns around to go make that tea. Zhao Yunlan stares at his back for a while, and then quietly sits down to wait. Well, all things considered, this could have gone a lot worse. The end.